hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now.
Hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now right here on Fan Run Radio. Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, Intern Jack. One more hour on many of these fine Fan Run affiliates. 105.7 FM, 1340 AM, online at fanrunradio.com and your free Fan Run Radio app. It is time for the Sit Rep presented by the 37 Club. Up first, Arizona State freshman quarterback Jaden Rashada is set to enter the transfer portal. His agent, Henry Organ, of Disruptive Sports, told ESPN on Thursday. Why is this significant? Well, we talk about guys that have been on their third or fourth school in as many years or as many months. Well, Jaden Rashada now falls in that category because he had originally signed with Florida but was released from his national letter of intent after a $13 million NIL deal fell through with Florida's collective. It was one of those deals, you know, like I'd said, in which, hey, come over here. Come to us. Come to Florida.
Me?
Yes. Oh. No. Not you.
What?
No. Anyway. But this is one of the many cases like Florida, Texas A&M. You know, I think Miami in a couple of cases in which you're promised the moon and you get there and you got sand.
Was he their starter last year?
No one likes sand.
Jaden Rashada, was he the starter at Arizona State?
He played. I don't know if he started. He was the starter but missed most of the year.
He's evidently heading to Georgia.
Well, I mean, he missed the majority of the year because he hurt his knee.
Yeah, it says he's heading to Georgia, it looks like.
Well, there you go. Once again, if you actually got money, people will come and play for you. Up next, Deion Sanders is now downplaying the mass exodus from Colorado. 14 Colorado players have entered the portal this week. Deion Sanders downplayed it. He said, "We're good. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches. And please have some faith in me. We good. We all right. We all right." Well, here's the thing. The big story going into last year was what? Deion Sanders is making the jump from Jackson State to Colorado.
And he hit the portal.
He hit the portal. He hit it hard.
Yeah, he told the players to get.
Pretty much wiped out the whole roster.
Yeah.
Brought in an entirely new roster. Started out the season very well, by the way. 20-point underdog against TCU, who had just went to the national championship.
Everybody was heading out there, weren't they? Fox and ESPN, game days, everything. They were hot.
And they go down to Fort Worth as a 20.5-point underdog, and they win.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, they come out, they win. The third week, they come out, they win. And then it spiraled out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, you could not have asked for a worse way to end their season. Of their last nine games, they only won one of them.
Yeah, what'd they get to, like 4-2 and then lost their last six, I believe, was what I saw. Yeah, that
pretty
was
much
crazy.
And the way they lost these games, too. I mean, some of them were just insane.
They were not close. Like, Oregon, like, I feel like that was 49-0.
Now,
I don't know.
They battled back against USC and had a chance.
But then USC wasn't even that great either.
No.
So,
I mean, does that even constitute a big comeback?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, you know, they had a guy, Travis Hunter, who many project is going to be a first-round draft pick, probably a top 10 pick. You can't have him playing both sides of the ball. We're not playing high school anymore. We're not in middle school. We're not in junior pro. You're at the pinnacle of football. You are at the Division I level of college football. You cannot play both sides of the ball.
He got hurt.
And he got hurt. You know why? Probably because he's taking 90 snaps a game.
That's what started their downfall last
year. Yeah, that's exactly what started it.
What would you want him to play, like, stick with? Which side of the?
Wide receiver.
You think?
No, you got more potential that way.
I think he's got to be a corner.
I just think that's such a hard position to play.
That's his future in the NFL.
And he was so good at it.
There's always corners needed in the NFL. Yeah.
But the thing with Deion Sanders, that was the big story going into last year. And I think they even named him, what, Man of the Year?
Yeah.
Or something. For what reason? The guy won four games. four games. And at one point, he did have people believe it. After that first week, you go down there, you win. The whole world's watching.
And then TCU turned out to be terrible, too. So, like, the win
wasn't as big as what?
Well, now he's got his kids. Aren't they, like, on social media, like, saying offense transfers, DM, Shador, defensive transfers, DM,
no
Shiloh.
You can't be doing that.
You Shiloh can't put do that out. Yeah. But, hey, we're sending him some help. We sent Elijah out there to visit today. That was nice of us.
Well, and that's fine. If he wants to go out there and wants to play ball, that's fine. What I have a problem with is they turned it more into an entertainment venue than a football venue. You see the celebrities coming out there. Hall of Famers.
He's got a Hall of Famer on his staff now. Warren Sapp coaches with him. He's a defensive line coach, I believe.
Okay, let me ask you this. Because I honestly do not know the answer to this.
Okay.
Has Warren Sapp coached football before?
No, but he played at a high level.
He played at a high level, but has he coached before?
No. I mean, unless he's coached, like, you know, camps or something like that. But I wouldn't think he's coached, like, any particular level.
Well, and you see, this is where my point's going to come in, is the fact that you have guys out there all the time that think just because they played at a high level.
See, I think he's going to be done after this year, Deion.
You think so?
I mean, his kid's going to be gone, Shador.
Yeah.
I mean, why? I mean, wasn't he going
to
just want
to... So, just to clarify, he's not the defensive line coach. He has been hired as a graduate assistant coach.
But you got to think he's going to be on the, like, D-line, though.
Well, probably, but he's not, like, the coach. He's working his way up. He's a grad.
Yeah.
He's a GA right now.
He's 51 years old and a graduate assistant.
Well, he's probably getting his feet wet for coaching to figure out if it's right for him, which is understandable. I wouldn't want to give a guy a full-time position like that without seeing if it's what he wants to do.
Jackson State did.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, maybe this is even Warren saying, like, hey, I don't want to commit to something just yet. Or maybe it's the university. Jackson State can do what they want.
Yeah.
Jackson State can do what they want because, you know, no offense, they're a smaller program. Colorado is at least a bigger program. The president probably has a little bit more say in certain things. So, I don't know. I'm not against Warren Sapp being there. You know, he's got experience.
I'm not either. I mean, I'm all for that.
Bottom line, just because you played at a high level does not mean that you were going to be a good coach. Does anybody in here know the name Andre Rison?
Yeah, played for the Bills.
They hired him as a football coach at a high school down in Florida. He did not know what he was doing. He went 0-5, and they fired him midseason. Isaiah Thomas, great NBA point guard, decides he wants to coach. He gets fired.
Well,
he was with the Knicks, right?
Jeff Hornacek, not a good coach, got fired.
The thing that is important to mention about Isaiah, though, is that he started off as an executive, then made himself coach. And clearly that was the wrong decision by the ownership. You should never let an executive be – it's the same thing with, like, Bill Belichick. Like, I don't – you shouldn't be in charge of personnel and the head coach. Isaiah probably could have been a good coach somewhere, but he made the mistake of having two jobs that he shouldn't have been having. He should have picked one or the other. But, yes, he did get fired.
So Deion's lost 14 players to the portal this week.
14 this week.
It's pretty wild.
Up next on the sit rep, Title IX issues coming into place. Athletes can now play amid sexual misconduct inquiries. New federal regulations released Friday will prevent colleges and coaches from suspending athletes accused of sexual misconduct while school officials investigate complaints against them. The due process provision is one of several outlined in the U.S. Department of Education's final version of regulations governing how K-12 schools, colleges, and universities respond to complaints of sexual harassment and violence under Title IX. The regulations, a draft version of which the Biden administration proposed in June of 2022, are scheduled to go into effect August the 1st. How do we feel about this?
I think we already saw it. I think the guy from Illinois, Terrence Shannon, he had that case going on. I think it was like in the winter. And, you know, I think that was part of the rule. Like, while I was being investigated, he could still play, and he played at a high level. He was lighting it up. Now he's a first-round draft pick, and I don't know. I if there's any question and doubt, I mean, I don't think they should play, but I don't know. It's a tough subject.
We've seen cases before in which guys are full-blown guilty. Like, they did it. They deserve to be in prison. What have you. But then we've also seen cases like Sean Oakman from Baylor. Everybody knows him. He's the big scary guy in the Baylor picture that got floated around online a few years ago of this massive dude on the Jumbotron at AT&T Stadium. We've seen it here locally. A.J. Johnson, standout linebacker, was going to have a good career in the NFL. Well, that got put on hold. Why? He was falsely accused. What happened with that case? Found not guilty.
Found not guilty, yeah.
And we've seen it happen time and time again. You know, we've seen, you know, the Trevor Bauer incident right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's now countersuing the person that filed those complaints against him. Because Trevor Bauer's not stepped onto a Major League Baseball field since.
Well, he's pitching in Japan.
Yeah. And because of that, that set his career back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, here's the thing. Yes, there are people that go out and do these heinous acts. They deserve to be in prison. But there's also a lot of people that get falsely accused. There's two sides to that.
Well, so do you think they should play?
Depends.
Like, do you feel like they – I mean, it's a tough call. I mean
– it's a very tough call. So I don't know. You almost have to use your best judgment when it comes to that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're doing it right. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I don't know.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. That is your Sit Rep brought to you by the 37 Club. If you've not already, go online to fanrunradio.com/the37club. Get exclusive access to our Discord. Get exclusive access to free merch every month if you do that premium membership, and get merch discounts on fanrunradio.com/shop. Check it out today, fanrunradio.com/37club. Marcus, I have you a script.
What kind of script?
In which I will send to you during the break. That is how you will open Mark the Tape with Marcus Young.
I hope it starts off with I, Caddy the Marcus. I mean Marcus the Caddy.
Caddy the Marcus. We should have got him like one of the Masters caddy suits.
Oh, so now you want me to be a caddy?
Let me see no. You ever seen those, Marcus?
No, I don't really pay attention to the Masters.
Well, the bad thing is, Marcus, if you would have paid attention, you'd have got really excited because you actually did very well with your picks for the Masters.
I didn't win money.
You didn't win money, but you had a good showing. Maybe this is your thing, Marcus. Maybe you're a golf guy.
It scares me.
He doesn't like individual sports.
Unless you count the caddy as a teammate.
No.
Ooh.
Anyway, Marcus, what I'm saying is this might be your calling. Because once you get out on the links tomorrow, you are going to find yourself in a majestic setting over at Williams Creek Golf Course. Ponds are going to be there. It's going to be a nice little fog coming up off of the water. Perfectly manicured greens. You are going to enjoy yourself. And you're going to look at that and you're going to say, okay, maybe I need to go get a lesson. And you're going to go get a lesson. Okay, well, what kind of clubs do I need? Am I good enough to get fitted for a set of clubs? Do I need to just use a pre-owned set to get used to the game? What kind of putter do I want?
Oh my goodness.
Do I want a blade putter? Do I want a two ball? Do I want a mallet? Do I want a shark's tooth? What do I want?
Jake, you might need to commentate this Fan Run Open. You're doing great at
it. I'm playing.
You got to do both.
I'll commentate when I'm retired.
Yeah, okay.
And then, Marcus, you're going to be like, okay, well, what's going to be my identity on the course? Do I want to be loud? Do I want to be conservative? Do I want to go with a classic shoe? Do I want to go with a new shoe? Do I want spikes? Do I not want spikes? What kind of glove am I going to get? Don't want to be loud with a glove? don't want to be like John Daly. Wear fun pants, fun shorts, fun polos? Or do I want to be conservative like Tiger Woods? Do I want to just buy a red polo with black pants and wear a black hat?
You know you can wear t-shirts out on this course, right?
We're not going to.
Oh, okay. This is a very conservative course.
I'm just trying to figure out what I need to tell my agent. Like, does he let the scouts know that I have to drop out of the caddy NFL draft?
Tell you what, Marcus. Tell you what, I'm going to bring one of my old clubs tomorrow.
I ain't swinging nothing.
You're swinging.
I ain't swinging nothing.
Marcus.
I ain't a swinger.
Okay. Nice.
What?
You said I'm not a swinger.
You said you're not a swinger.
What does that mean? I don't know why you guys laugh. I don't swing.
You know what? Stay with us. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
Segment at Fan Run Radio. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young.
Back here on the G.I. Jake Show, right here on Fan Run Radio, it is time for the most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio, Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. Now, Marcus.
Hello.
I need you to read this verbatim, what I'm about to send.
I think I'm not going to like this. My friend Snow Leopard Trees isn't going to be a big fan of... No, I won't be...
You are to read that verbatim. Read it verbatim.
I don't like this.
No, read it verbatim.
I don't like this.
Marcus, do it.
Hi, I'm Marcus Young, coming to you live from hole one where I have relinquished my caddy duties to be the official voice of the Fan Run charity. I cannot wait to see you all there.
Wow. Beautiful.
You got the job, Marcus.
Congrats on the promotion.
Yes.
It's not the job I wanted.
We literally just gave him.
I had scouts all prepared to come see me and my ability to caddy and
Brett,
try to make the draft.
How many times did this guy beg to do his own show? How many times did he beg to do his own show?
That's different.
We're giving you commentating abilities. Nobody at Fan Run has ever done commentary before, except Russell.
We're giving you a live mic out there.
We're giving
the
you a live mic.
Sounds pretty awesome, Marcus. I'm not going to lie.
And you don't want it.
Where you get to see everybody, not just the same four people for like 2-3 hours. As great as these people are, you get to see everybody, mingle with everybody.
Yeah, everybody gets
to meet you.
Be closer
to the food, the refreshments.
Hold on. There's some caveats to this that I might consider.
Okay.
Do I get to say whatever I want?
I'm sure there's
within
a little
reason,
bit.
Within
yeah,
reason,
we're not
obviously.
We're trying to maybe go back and do business with these people.
Well,
you know?
Obviously within reason.
Yes.
Do I have to be quiet when people are actually swinging?
Yes.
That's a good question, actually. I mean, if it's not a serious thing, you know, it could be like the LIV Golf Tour or that tournament they do in Phoenix, the Waste Management Open.
They get rowdy.
You know, or like a Ryder Cup. You know, people are like, maybe leave it up to the team's discretion. Like, can Marcus talk? Would you like me to speak during your tee shots?
We did receive just a text message. Shall I read it?
Sure.
You can't steal my caddy under 24 hours of the event.
I just did.
Caddies have rights too, guys.
Marcus, how do you feel? You're so wanted in every aspect of this thing.
I don't feel like I am wanted in every aspect of this thing.
They're giving you a promotion.
Is it a promotion?
I mean, yes. Houston's got less than 24 hours to respond. Let's see what he comes up with. Maybe he can up the ante.
He could.
Maybe he's a bidding war here for
maybe
your
he can pay
services.
You. Houston, I'm cheap. I don't work for much. So, you know.
You know what? You complain about it one
Let's
more
let
time.
Let him think about it. He's got
complain
time to think
about it.
He ain't got no time
I,
to think about
I,
this
I,
what
I
he's doing.
I think I do need to think about
no,
it.
No, you don't.
I think so.
No.
Because I've been
no.
talking all week
no.
about being a caddy.
No.
And
no. No. No.
Is that what you were expecting it to be, what Jake was going to present to you? That's better than you thought it was, I would imagine, right?
Well, I didn't assume I'd have a live mic. I just assumed that...
I might have made that up. Is he going to have that?
False promise.
So, no, there will be...
So the one thing
there will be a mic.
There's going to be stuff said before the round starts.
There will be a mic. There will be a mic. Don't worry, Marcus. There will be a mic. Keep it up.
Keep what up?
Keep complaining.
I'm not complaining.
And I'll make you a cashier.
It's not about complaining.
Yeah, it's Walmart.
It's more or less...
Where they're getting rid of them.
It's more or less that...
I'll make you a cashier.
A cashier of what?
Golf course.
I don't think you have that power.
Well, my God, I do today.
See, he brings up a really valid point, Houston. You bring up a very valid point. That was my concern earlier, too.
It's going to be sitting right next to you. It's going to be on the tee box.
Actually, Houston, there is a mic.
If this allegation is true, then there's
the investigation.
We can talk more about it. Do you have a mark the tape, though, Marcus? Do you have anything that's on your mind, or is this on your mind now?
Yeah, keep it up, Marcus. Quit being unappreciative. Otherwise, we're going to make you the cashier of the tournament. Yeah, you're going to be the cashier of the tournament. And we're going to have bring your dad to work day while we do it. What does your dad do? Oh, he's the host of the G.I. Jake show. What does your dad do? Oh, he's Jake's co-host. Oh, what does his dad do? He's a cashier.
There's a little Marcus running around. I need someone to reach out to me and let me know, because you did not tell me about it beforehand. And slightly concerned.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the big thing to talk about, obviously, is basketball. We got both playing games.
I figured you'd give us your NHL and NBA predictions.
I'm heading to NHL after, but I'm going to start with NBA since that does happen today. We do have the Miami Heat versus the Chicago Bulls. I know we talked about it some yesterday, but the big thing is missing Jimmy Butler is going to be detrimental to this team, even if they do get by the Bulls. You know, Alex Caruso may play, may not play, last we heard. Is there still any kind of decision on that?
Just game time, I think.
They said there's optimism.
Terry Rozier's out, I know. Yep. As well, so the Heat are down two guys.
Mm-hmm. They are missing quite a bit, but you also think the Heat are missing Terry Rozier, scary Terry. So right now, what is like a 2 point
one and
favorite?
A half
one
to
and
Miami,
a half?
Yeah.
Look, this isn't the betting segment, but I'd take the Bulls on that. Mm-hmm. I really would. I think the Bulls are going to end up taking that one. I don't think Colby White's going to have the game that he had before, but I think he could have something similar. Even half that probably could help someone still. Then, of course, you have the Kings and the Pelicans. No Zion Williams. I mean, that hurts. That really hurts, and I think it's going to be really difficult for the Kings to get through that, because I think the Kings are just a better team overall. If Zion was there, I'd probably actually give it to the Pelicans, but I think having him gone hurts them, so I think they're out.
They don't have a matchup for Sabonis, I don't think.
I don't think so either. Heading to the NHL, yeah, we have playoffs. Guys, it's finally happening. I know most of you don't care, but that's fine. I care. and I'm all that matters today.
Okay.
They start tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we do have some games starting on Saturday. Maple Leafs and the Bruins, in case anyone's interested in that series. We also have, it's going to be a great one, and the Islanders and the Hurricane. So here are all the matchups. I'm just going to go one by one.
These are your winners?
These are my winners of each series. Stars versus the Golden Knights. I think the Stars are going to win that series. The Stars have been a really good team this year.
Sure.
The Golden Knights have tried to make a lot of last minute and crazy moves to try to repeat. I just think Dallas is going to be too much for them. I think Dallas is a much better team. You have the Winnipeg Jets and the Colorado Avalanche. Going Colorado Avalanche. The Winnipeg Jets are the better team, or have been the better team overall. However, Colorado's got experience. They're good. They won it 2 years ago, 2022?
Yep.
So I like them in that series. The Vancouver Canucks and our Nashville Predators. Nashville Predators are going to take this series. Six or seven games. The Predators have plenty of guys that have experience in the playoffs, have plenty of experience all around compared to the Vancouver. Vancouver's a good team. Brett, we talked about this in the break. They did struggle in the second half of their season, and there's just too many young guys. They need more experience before they can have an opportunity.
We're better at the
learn.
Key position, goaltender.
and that helps too. The Oilers and the Kings, Edmonton Oilers take it. Connor McDavid should have a outstanding series against the Kings. Should
Dry
be fun.
Sidle, yeah.
Yeah, they're just a much better team. Mm-hmm. The Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning, it's going to come to a shock. Tampa Bay is going to win that series. I think Tampa Bay comes up with the upset. Florida made it to the play or the finals last year, mm-hmm. but Tampa Bay is something else when it comes to the playoffs. Kucherov is just an incredible.
Florida was an 8 seed last year, weren't they? Didn't they get? Was that last year? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Now.
But they're very good. We have the Bruins and the Leafs. Leafs have not had success against the Bruins this year. They have struggled against them in the postseason. But I think they're going to get it done this time.
You think so?
I think they're going to get that monkey off their back. They're heated rival of the Boston Bruins, and mm-hmm. I think they're going to get that and take that win and feel excited about it. After that, I got the Rangers and the Capitals.
That's got a sweep written all over it, doesn't it? Capitals aren't – they had some stat. They had, like, negative goal differential and made the playoffs.
But there's this weird part of me, man. As a Preds fan who witnessed our team who shouldn't have been in the playoffs make it to the finals, there's this weird part of me that wonders, could the Capitals do it?
It's bad.
Could the Capitals do it? I think it's going to be a much closer series than people are willing to give it credit for. I don't think it's going to be a sweep. My heart says Capitals. My head says Rangers. I'm going Capitals. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the massive upset. Mm-hmm. Ovi's going to have another great year in the playoffs. He doesn't have to deal with the Penguins.
Rangers are just loaded top to bottom.
I know. But there's this weird. But think about it. Nashville shouldn't have beaten Chicago that year, and they swept them. We shouldn't have been in the finals at all. No one expected that of us. We were the lowest 8 seed of the entire playoffs.
This is even lower than that.
Well, I agree. But I just feel this weird magic, and I believe in them. The Hurricane and the Islanders. Hurricanes got this. Yeah. Islanders are a little bit of a mess right now. They still have a lot of room to grow. I think they're going to get better in the future, but the Hurricanes are the better team. If we're breaking down further, I'll quickly go through it instead of breaking it down. I'll just say I've got the Avalanche over the Stars in the second round. Predators over the Oilers in the second round.
Wow. Hey.
I have the Lightning taking down the Leafs in the second round. Capitals taking down the Hurricane in the second round.
Oh my
After
goodness.
That, you have the what? Predators and the Avalanche. Unfortunately, I think that's where the Predators run ends. I think the Avalanche takes it from there. And then the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Capitals. Lightning win that one. I think you're going to see a Tampa Bay Lightning and a Colorado Avalanche. I believe it's a rematch, maybe?
That sounds like it. Yeah.
For the finals. It hurts because I don't want either of those teams to ever win it again. But
so is there any point to go through the NBA real quick? Or do you just got the Celtics? You just want to tell Celtics sweep all the way through?
Oh, I think it's going to be Celtics-Mavs.
Celtics-Mavs, okay.
That's the final. Celtics-Mavs. Right. I stand by that. I said it yesterday, too. I guess you
did kind of go through it yesterday.
The Mavs, I think, are not the best team coming out of the West. That is the Nuggets. Yeah. But I think things are going to bounce their way. And I think they're going to be the team that you
see
in the finals.
I see what you did there, bounce their way.
It won't be the Lakers bouncing out the Nuggets. It'll be somebody else. Don't worry.
They're doing a lot of chirping over there. I'm just warning them. This is their
warning
toughest
who?
Matchup in the West this first round.
What?
Yes. I'm telling you.
You think the Lakers are that good?
I think whoever wins that series will win the second round series no matter who it is. The Timberwolves, Suns.
Yeah.
That.
Stop.
Just watch
it.
Out. Just
watch out for
keep
what?
Keep talking.
Watch
Nuggets keep talking over there.
Watch out for LeBron to drop his game.
Jokic said it was their toughest matchup last year in the whole playoffs, and they swept them.
Okay.
We were in every game last year. We just couldn't find
game,
a way over the top.
They just couldn't win it.
Jokic hit some ridiculous buzzing beater shots in that series. I mean, I'm telling you.
That sounds like
we're actually a little bit healthier. I don't expect D'Lo to be as bad as he was last year, where he was getting benched.
Jamal Murray's going to have to average 35 again.
Easy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Got Gabe Vincent now. Throw some minutes there. He's got some playoff experience.
Just listen to some real second place talking right here. We were in every game.
Saying.
We just couldn't win it, but we were in every game.
There might be a LeBron jersey on come Monday. Just you wait. Just you wait. I was going to wear it today, but I'm going to wait. I'm gonna wait.
Does the series end on Monday?
I think you know what I mean when I say I'm gonna be wearing a LeBron jersey come Monday.
Can they get 4 wins in before?
You can't
Monday?
Get 4 unless you get the first one, Marcus.
What jersey you got?
What do you mean?
What LeBron jersey you got?
The Lakers one. Yeah.
Well, he's probably got all of them because, you know,
I mean, why not? Follows he's the goat. Everywhere.
You do that, and I'll wear my Jordan throwback jersey.
I'll wear my DeMar jersey after he loses to the Heat.
Marcus, do you have a Celtics jersey? Oh, no, because you're not a true fan.
I have Celtics gear, but jerseys are expensive.
No, they're not. Get a fake one like I do, buddy.
I don't like buying
fakes. If you
fakes.
Had to get a jersey of a Celtics player, who would you get?
All time or current?
Yeah. Or you could do current.
I mean,
Shaq.
All time I'd do Paul Pierce.
Wow, the truth.
He's what got me into the Celtics from the very beginning. But if it's
Scalabrini.
a current teammate. Yeah. I'm one of them.
Yeah. Joe Mazzulla.
I feel like I'd have to go. Oh, that's tough. I think Jaylen.
Oh, wow.
I'm a big Jaylen Brown fan.
Okay.
I miss the Lego brick hair.
Yeah.
When he came out of Cal. Like that, he looked. Don't get me wrong. He's rocking what he's got, but man, that.
That flat top.
Yeah,
that
was so good, man.
It was cool.
It was great. But yeah, I'm a big Jaylen Brown fan. Even though I have said in the past that we should trade him.
So, yeah. What would that Celtics-Mavs series go to?
Six.
Okay.
It'd go to six. Win it in Dallas, yeah.
Wow.
Which hurts. I'd love to see that, you know, it would be a fun series. It would be a blast.
Is that it?
Too bad it's not happening. Bulls to the finals.
Oh, God.
Jordan ain't walking through that door, right?
Stop it.
That's who DeMar DeRozan is.
Yeah.
All right, Marcus. So, we're going to get you into golf.
I mean, look.
You're going to give me $300 before we leave today.
What?
First of all, no. That's definitely not.
And I want to go get you some clubs.
You're not getting a penny out of me.
Marcus.
He's got to save his money for the fall for me.
Well, he's... You're going to get a bag.
Tell him, Brett.
You're going to get a driver. You're going to get a wood. You're going to get two hybrids.
I got a plastic bag in my car I could use.
Iron 6 through 9 with a pitching wedge and a putter. You also get head covers for the driver and the fairway.
That's so much money for something I will barely ever do.
Marcus, you say that.
I'm pretty sure I can give him an old set for a free 99.
I also.
Me and Joe, I'm 99 cents.
Cool. Yeah, so you just give me $49.99 in fall.
Well, no, because you know you'll end up giving that 99 cents back to me.
Okay.
After you know I get the rest of that money.
That is Mark the Tape with Marcus Young, presented by White Claw Hard Seltzer. Pick up some White Claw for this tournament tomorrow. Must be 21 and older. Please drink responsibly. Stay with us. Final segment of the program coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
The G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker, presented by SM Athletics.
Final segment of the program, and it's time for the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker, presented by SM Athletics. Brett!
All right. I think I'm going to go all NBA action tonight. Yeah, I wanted to pick Miami up into this minute, but, man, if it was anybody else but Butler, I'd like their chances to win. And Rozier out, too. They're a little thin at perimeter. I'm going to go Bulls tonight. And the other one, same thing. I mean, if it's anybody but Zion, that's just a big loss, especially after what he did to the Lakers. I'm not so sure LA's not playing this game tonight if he doesn't get hurt. It's just too big of a loss. I don't know if they have a matchup for Sabonis, so I'm going to go Kings. Also going to take Sabonis, Sabonis over 18.5 points tonight. Seems kind of low. Also, let's see, I'm going to take, what else did I have? DeRozan. I like DeRozan to go over 25.5. I don't think they have a matchup for, DeRozan with Butler out as well. So I like DeRozan to have a big night. And then I think I got one more bet. What was the other player I was going to take? I think it was Bam. I think, let's see. What was Bam's number supposed to be?
21.5 was his point total. I think 11.5 was his rebound total.
Yeah, they're going to have to rely on Bam tonight. I think he didn't have a great night, but a lot of it had to do with his matchup. against Embiid. So I think he has a better night against Vucevic. Not as good a defender. So I'm going to take Bam with the over 21.5.
All right. Marcus.
I just have the series winners for the NHL. That's what my parlay is. So do I need to go over it again?
No.
Okay.
Jack.
All right. I'm actually going to go with the Heat spread at 1.5. The Bulls will mess it up somehow. So that's what I'm going with. I got Tyler Hero over 25.5 points, Caleb Martin over 11.5 points, and Bam over 21.5. And lastly, I got De'Aaron Fox at under 27.5 points. Herb Jones will likely be his matchup, and that dude can lock people up.
Yeah.
I don't think the Kings win tonight, so.
Got New Orleans, huh?
Yeah, they can play without Zion. Brandon Ingram's good enough to
McCollum should be better than he was the other night.
I mean, good Lord. They were both so bad. Yeah. They'll get some revenge. That's it. That's all she wrote.
All right. I'm going to be betting on multiple games this weekend.
Oh.
We're going to take the Miami Heat on the money line tonight. Wow. We're going to take Bam Adebayo. Actually, you know what? Scratch that. We're going to take the Pacers at -1. We're going to take Tyrese Halliburton to score 20+. We're going to take the Philadelphia 76ers money line against the New York Knicks. The Denver Nuggets -7.5 against the Los Angeles Lakers. Those two coming up tomorrow. Indiana will play Milwaukee on Sunday. That is the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker presented by SM Athletics, where you can get every bit of custom apparel you need for your business, for your team, from hats to shirts to jackets to polos to apparently leotards that we got in yesterday for whatever reason that probably was a prank. Who knows? But pens, notebooks, water bottles, we do it all here at SM Athletics, including custom golf balls. You want your company's logo on a golf ball? We'll make it happen for you here at SM Athletics. All right. So yesterday we uncovered a very interesting story.
Which one? We talked about the dead person, too.
But the main story of the final segment yesterday was a pair of black booty shorts that said Las Vegas across them have gone missing in Powell. Mm-hmm. We need to find an update on the black booty shorts. I meant to do that during the break, but did not get a chance to do so. So we are going to go over to the page in which I found this on and see if we have an update. When I first told you all that story, what was your initial thought?
Why are you telling us this?
Good answer, Jack.
I mean, yeah, I was just in disbelief. I don't know.
Marcus.
It was bizarre.
My feelings?
How did you feel when I first presented that story yesterday?
It was a very bizarre story.
You thought so?
I think.
I could barely sleep last night after you. I was just hoping they found these booty shorts.
Oh, that said Las Vegas across them, Brett. You got to remember the important part.
Oh, yeah.
They said Las Vegas across the front or the back of them. I don't really care which. Both of which would have looked really, really bad. Don't ever do that, folks. Please, for the love of God, don't ever, ever embarrass yourself like that, for one. And two, don't post to Facebook. I mean, my goodness, guys. My goodness. I'm still trying to find this post. And there it is. There's one more comment from yesterday. I tell you what.
What?
Someone commented. Says, IDK if they were booty shorts, but there was a black piece of clothing on Emory Road near Kate Road around 5:15 tonight.
Wow. Just wow.
They might have got rained on by now. Jack, what's an embarrassing piece of clothing of yours that you would not want to lose?
I mean, I typically don't go for embarrassing clothes when I purchase them.
How'd they get on top of the car?
I don't know, Brett.
Well, they changed in the parking lot and just threw them on top, and then they drove off. I mean, most of the time I'm changing in my house, throw my extra clothes in a bag. I don't know. Only thing I've ever left on top of my car is maybe like a drink or something.
I left an iPad on top of my car once.
Did it fly off?
Nope.
Oh, that's good.
Luckily, I was able to retrieve it when I noticed. Marcus, have you ever lost a piece of clothing or anything that you've left on top of a car?
No, I once left a phone on top of a car and it stayed on the car. Sorry, I found a horrifying news story.
What?
I don't know if I can talk about it, but it's horrifying.
What does it pertain to?
I don't know what I can say on air.
Send it to me and I will give you permission as to whether or not you can read it.
All right, hold on.
This is just unbelievable. Someone responded to this with the prayers emoji. The mystery of the black booty shorts in Powell on Emory Road continues. It's disturbing. That's what that is. That is disgusting.
What? Okay, what? That's ridiculous, Marcus.
Marcus.
How do y'all find this stuff?
What?
That article.
It's a terrifying article.
For the love of God, you know what you can and cannot say on radio. Please proceed.
All right. I know some of the things I can say. So apparently, you know the cicadas, whatever. Yeah. How loud they are and everything like that. Apparently there is.
Oh, they're about to be real loud.
Yeah, there's. There's apparently this very infectious disease that's spreading, and it is apparently going to be spreading to the cicadas here in the U.S., where it makes them. It makes them very sexually active, and it's like it calls it like a zombie type disease. Apparently what it does, I was reading the article, the fungus, which is what it causes, it's a
white powder,
very chalky, to burst through the insects. It apparently controls their tiny little brains and causes their things to fall off. Because it then tricks other male cicadas into thinking that it's not, that it's a female cicada. And that's how it spreads. So if you have cicadas near your home, please be careful.
Stay safe.
Stay very safe. Don't go outside. It's like a horror movie. Oh
my goodness. Literally. Marcus, that was the dumbest but the best thing you've ever brought to this show.
You say that a lot, and I don't know what that means about my ability to create content.
It means it's not great, but it's not terrible.
You know, honesty is important.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Jake, are you going to bring home the trophy on Monday, or are you going to be hoisting that thing this weekend?
I will be hoisting, I hope. I mean, the thing is with this competition, there's going to be some good competition at this thing.
There's not going to be pencil pushing, if you know what I mean. Like, people going to be watching for that?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have rules in place.
Good.
Some of the rules in which I'm about to read to you do apply to this tournament. Each player must take a tee shot. I don't care if your partner makes a hole-in-one. By the way, if you make a hole-in-one, it must be confirmed by the range marshal. Everyone must take a tee shot. No more than 14 clubs should be allowed in your bag.
Wow.
Failure to comply results in an automatic two-stroke penalty. If you have more than 14 clubs in your bag for a par three, I'm going to question your ability to play the game of golf. Play the ball as it lies. If the ball falls off the tee after you whiff, guess what? That's your shot. You can buy mulligans. We're going to be selling mulligans. If a drop is necessary, it must be done from the edge of the hazard with a 7-iron length drop. You can fix divots and spike marks on the green. Provisional balls, i.e. balls that go out of play. You can't get to. Just take a drop. Do not make this a scavenger hunt we don't have all day.
Right.
Bunker balls. Your club cannot make contact with the sand until you're ready to hit. You cannot move the sand down behind the ball. You cannot move it down in front of the ball to give yourself a better lie. That does not just apply to the bunkers. That applies to the whole course. Guess what? There's a branch in your way. Guess what? You ain't breaking that branch. You don't own that branch.
The ball doesn't move, you can move it, right?
What's that?
The ball doesn't move, you can move it, right?
Cannot.
Okay, fine.
Cannot. There's also going to be a close to the pin challenge. I think we're going to have a putting challenge set up.
Nice.
You're going to be able to buy mulligans. You're going to be able to buy a lot of stuff.
Cool.
We're going to have fun. We're going to be providing breakfast. I'm really looking forward to that. I love food. Marcus.
There's an official statement out by this, the CPA.
The CPA?
It's the it's Caddies Player Association. May I read it?
Sure.
We here at the CPA have heard about the upcoming tournament that was going to star Marcus Young as a caddy. We are looking into the allegations that they are taking away his position. No further comment.
Who said that?
The CPA.
Who's the CPA?
The Caddies Players
Association. Who's the president of this organization?
I'd have to Google it.
Who's the president of marketing?
It's Jim, right? Jim.
Jim Freeman? Jim Freeman?
Jim Beam?
Yeah. That's him.
You know Jim Beam, right?
You're serious.
He's a great guy.
Brett. I look forward to playing against you tomorrow. Hopefully, we have a good competition.
It's Dalton Connect's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Dalton Connect.
Happy birthday, Dalton.
The best ever dude at UT, right?
Yes.
My sunshine.
Vol's getting a sweep.
Why are you up?
Vol's getting a sweep. We going up to the coal mines and coming down with three wins.
We're coming down with three wins. I think we'll take two or three this weekend. Modest opinion.
Oh, yeah. We probably should talk about that, too. Sweep.
Jack.
We bring out the brooms.
Lakers win Saturday night.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope, that's definitely not happening.
Yep.
And,
give me Lakers plus +8, I think.
Hit that music because someone said something dumb at the end.
If Lakers win game one, watch out. Just got to get one.
What's LeBron's record when he wins game one?
I don't think he's lost.
Something good.
He's never lost when he's won game one.
That's true. He lost.
That's a ridiculous stat to
They've been talking. I pick better teams to talk about.
Well, whatever helps you sleep at night.
We'll see y'all tomorrow at the Fan Run Charity Open over at Williams Creek Golf Course. 9 o'clock tee time. I'll be there probably about 7:30 getting set up, getting my putting in, getting stretched.
Stretched?
Yeah, you got to stretch for these things, man.
Okay.
Look forward to seeing everybody out there. Stay with us. The Herd with Colin Cowherd coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.